Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today?
Today.
Find out now. Here's Michael.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. It's cold. My feet have been numb all day. However, I'm excited to go ahead and have with me one of my finest friends, author, intuitive, and beautiful woman, Sandy Athey, will be joining us later on. The topic tonight is struggle, and I want to hear your struggle. What are you struggling with? What are you choosing to struggle with? The call-in line today is 516-418-5594. That is 516-418-5594. Go ahead and hold off calling in for the next couple minutes. I want to go ahead and play some music and introduce Sandy. I've known Sandy for a few years now. We've done a few shows on At Home with Victoria, with Victoria Gaither, who's now flying home to New Zealand. A little funny story about her a little bit later. But Sandy has been a pioneer in struggle, a pioneer in understanding adversity, and she will be introducing her story today on my show. And may I say, I'm thrilled to announce her as a recurring guest. So Sandy Athey joins On the Couch family, and I can't wait to introduce you to her. However, we're going to go start off with a little bit of music. This is Katie Mellowa. Katie Mellowa from the UK, an absolute woman that Victoria Gaither turned me on to quite by accident. We like to scoop each other, but she scooped me on this one. So this is Katie Mellowa, I Cried For You. We'll be taking your calls with Sandy Athey when we get back. Don't go away.
Beauty.
Katie Melua, I cried for you.
Everyone has questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Joining me now, Miss Sandy Athey, the universal receptionist, she likes to call herself. She's got messages in the inbox. Sandy Athey, thank you so much for joining the family of On the Couch. Welcome to On the Couch. Get on the couch. I love your robe. I have, like I said, some soft
cheese. It has sparkles on it.
I know. It's very blingy blingy. How are you, my love? Thank you so much for joining us here, because quite frankly, it's been a while since I've talked to you. I know your book, The Daily Dance, is doing very, very well, but we need to go ahead and help these people with struggle. So I'm going to go ahead and appeal to your universal understanding. You tell me what the universe has to say about struggle, because there's a lot of it going around.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I have always enjoyed being on air with you and off air with you as well, but
Ditto.
Especially on air and being on the show. I guess it was years ago that I was a recurring guest with you and Victoria, and I'm so happy and grateful to be back again. And for everyone listening, welcome to On the Couch, and I know you'll keep tuning in for Michael, because he's wonderful and entertaining.
Aww.
And and we love him.
Buzz.
So thank you so much for having me. And you know, it was such an interesting thing when you had mentioned tonight's topic to be struggle. Mm-hmm. I really thought a lot about that. And I asked the universe about that. And I asked for our collective message, our message as human beings concerning struggle, and what that message to all of us would be. And of course, you know, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning with it in my head and had to get up and write it down. And I'd like to share it. Yeah, I really did. And
I know
I'd
you
like
did.
To share it with everyone and everybody listening, whether you're live tonight or you're listening in a podcast or listening at your leisure, everybody take a nice deep breath and just take a moment to relax and enjoy the show and have gratitude for this moment in time. And let's talk a little bit about struggle. Here's the message that the universe gave me concerning this topic. And when I say the universe, for all of you who don't know me and for some of you who do, when I refer to the universe, I'm connecting to the creator, what I call the creator, and some people may call God or the force, that universal energy that brings the life to all of us, that life force. And then I also have great love and respect and connect to our Earth Mother, who brings us that groundedness and that physical need. Meets all of our physical needs for us, and I have so much gratitude for her. And of course, yesterday was Earth Day, so this is perfect.
Right. Yep.
So I also connect to love. I also connect to the animals. I love the animals. So when I'm talking about the universe, these are really my go-to energies. So here's what they have to say about struggle. As human beings, we possess every quality, emotion, intention, and perspective. Struggle is just one of many things we experience here on Earth. And I was surprised to learn that the dictionary definition of struggle is to make forceful or violent efforts to get free of restraint or constriction. So when we say we are struggling with something, whether that be our weight, an addiction, our finances, our health, or a decision, we are actually creating violence. We've all heard the old expression, life is struggle. do we really want to imply that life is a violent restraint? Words are very powerful and carry vibrations that circle back to us in the form of what we attract. The opposite of struggle is ease. So let's all put out that the solutions to our challenges come with ease, that life is gentle, kind, and beautiful, and that's what we will get back. Next time you say you are struggling with something, say the opposite. This is easy. And guess what? It will be.
Wow. That's a lot of information from the universe. A lot of people go ahead and choose struggle as a word, especially when it comes to... it's funny you brought up restraint, because struggle to me is people fighting against something that will never happen. It's like swimming upstream for salmon. I don't know how they do it, but a lot of people are swimming upstream. And quite frankly, Sandy, I know your story. I've read your book. I understand where you're coming from. For our new audience today, I'd like to go ahead and delve into a little bit, because you are... If anyone has struggled,
what a great idea.
Woman, right. You know what I mean? If anyone has struggled,
yes.
And anyone knows struggle, just to go ahead and lend the listening audience her street cred, Sandy does have a little handle with it. So it's a very hard story to listen to. But Sandy, I would love it if you would share it with our new audience.
Thank you so much, because when I looked up struggle, that word violent kept coming up in every definition that I found. And my story is a true struggle, all right? There is violence in the story. There is happy too.
Right.
What happened was I was an insurance agent many years ago and doing very well in my office. And one night I was attacked by a serial rapist. And during the struggle, which was a true struggle, I almost got away, but he got the best of me in the moment. And I went out of my body because he did. I want to say it so nicely, Michael.
Let's keep it real and raw. Seriously.
Okay, let's keep it real. Okay.
Because the story is frightening.
I know, and I say it so nonchalantly, but I understand when people hear it, it's a little bit of a shocker. But for everyone listening, I was attacked and strangled to death by a serial rapist, and it's just what happened. It's the story. And the FBI had been following him for 2.5 years. I mean, he was truly a bad guy. And when I was out of my body, I knew that I was dead when the pain stopped. And it was so beautiful and lovely and wonderful. And that force that I spoke of earlier, the creator, the God force, whatever you want to call it, said, you have to go back. You have work to do. And I'm going to ignite this gift, and you're going to be sharing it with people and sharing your story and helping. And of course, I did come back into my body after I argued with the creator a little bit, but you know, you don't get too far with that.
Right.
I didn't want to come back.
It always works.
But when I came back, one thing I knew for sure, and that was that I was going to be the one to put the bad guy away, which is what happened. I went to court, and he is in jail for the rest of his life, and thank you to the universe for that. That was a wonderful completion and a wonderful way to help me move forward with a lot of things at that point in time. And then I discovered this psychic gift that was very interesting and challenging to me, and I did struggle with that too, and I struggled, and I'm using this word deliberately, with getting well, with overcoming everything that came from that experience, which included and is not limited to divorce, losing my house, I lost my job, I had to go bankrupt, you name it. it happened. And that was quite a struggle, too, because those things really are violent in nature and very life-changing. And I've learned so much through the experience and have been so privileged to share my story and my healing journey with everyone. And not only sharing the story, but being able to use my insights to help others on their journey through their struggles. And I'm very happy to be here tonight and to be of service to you and your show and to your audience and your listeners. And if you'd like to call in, I'd be happy to do reads with you. And I'm here for you tonight.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that, Michael.
You're welcome. We're both here for you tonight. Call in at 516-418-5594. Sandy Athey. Yeah, the story is never easy for me to listen to, and the rise above quality of your universal understanding and your soul is meant to be applauded and honored. So I'm absolutely thrilled you're here. So we're going to go ahead and take a little break. We're taking your calls after this, 516-418-5594. We're going to go to a little bit of music from, I don't know, I'm going to pick something. So don't go away. We'll be back with Sandy Athey. You're on the couch. Don't go away.
When my legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Cause darling, I will
you be mad at
you.
We made love.
Oh,
Loud, love it, and I'm Not the Only One, a great, great mashup by Sam Tui and Casey Reeves, but look them up. I love the song.
Good afternoon. This is Nurse Mika, and I'm on the couch with Michael Couch.
Sandy Athey, we're back on the couch taking your calls tonight, 516-418-5594. The topic is struggle. Sandy, author, intuitive, and great friend, a recurring guest now on the couch. Sandy, I got a question for you about my cat. I hate to go ahead and monopolize your time here, but until calls are coming in. Here it is. I went ahead and introduced a pug into the family. The pug is a 4-year-old female. She is full of love. All she does is snort and farts and sleeps. And she's lovely, a lovely thing. The cat doesn't want anything to do with her whatsoever. She comes in through the side door. She, you know, kind of peeks around. She sees the bed there, and she's like, ugh. And she's like, I think she's giving me a feline finger every time she walks into the house. But she's still
sleeping with me.
I've moved her food into my bedroom and everything, so she feels contained and safe. But do you have any insight on what this cat is thinking?
Oh, my gosh. She's hilarious.
She's a mess.
She's got quite a personality. Oh, my goodness. She's hilarious. You can just read her thoughts just by having her in the room. Oh, she doesn't want any part of that. Actually, in reality, she's okay with the dog. But she doesn't want you to know that.
Right.
Okay? No. Yeah. She doesn't want you to know that she's okay with anything, actually, because she much prefers you to be her servant, as most cats do.
And she wants
to make sure that you are first and foremost her servant. And she's really okay because she understands that it's just a dog. And I see a couple of little scuffles, but nothing really too serious. She just wants the dog to know that she was there first and that this is her space. This is very recent, she's telling me. She'll calm down quite a bit more once the weather gets better.
Yeah, it's only been a month.
Okay, that's what she said. It's very recent. And when it gets a little bit warmer and everybody's out and about and the pool's going and all of that, she will like that even better because then she can kind of go off to herself. And she's felt a little, as I think we all have, a little contained by the winter.
Well, absolutely, we all have. I mean, I don't even know. I'm from Canada. This has been the leckiest winter that I've ever endured here, and it's just the incessant cold. And so, yeah, I get stifled. It was so nice to go ahead and open the windows the other day and get the breeze flowing through. Opening up to your calls at 516-418-5594. Call in. Sandy has messages waiting in her universal inbox for you. Sandy, when you wrote The Daily Dance, what was the intention?
A lot of The Daily Dance, actually most of The Daily Dance, are the short segments that I wrote for my radio show. The same way I read that short segment tonight about struggle, many of the lessons and the messages that are in that book came from the universe, and I opened myself up and I said, all right, what would you like me to tell people? How can I be of service? What can I do to help? And those are the messages that came through. And I really enjoy The Daily Dance because you can open it to any page, and it might be a little saying or something funny. And it's very lighthearted. Kids really enjoy it because it's very simple, I think, to understand. I like to take these big concepts that we as human beings like to worry about and think about and kind of make them a little simpler so that life isn't such a struggle.
Yeah. Well.
And my intention has actually been fulfilled with the book. My intention was that people would just feel the love from it. And I've literally had people send me pictures of themselves hugging that book because every word, even the cover, all of it, there was so much love that was put into it. And that's exactly my intention with everything I do is just that pure love and forgiveness. And hey, you know, why don't we all just get along?
Well, and how is that so difficult? I mean, I don't understand. I saw a video between a horse and a special needs child. And the horse, we've all seen it on Facebook, it's shared 300 million times. But if animals can sense the kind vibration in people, as people, are we missing something? The whole look for the good, the whole understand, everybody seems to be walking with their head down in their iPhones, not paying attention to the magic of life. This is just what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everybody's going through their own stuff. Of course, everybody's got a story.
Everybody is, of course.
Everybody's got a story, but it's one of those things where do you want to look? Where do you want to look for salvation? Where do you want to look for guidance? Where do you want to look for intuition, wisdom at this point? You know,
sure. And how do you want to live your life? How do you? We have choices.
How do you want to show up? You know what I mean?
How do you want your life to be, even with inside of yourself, inside your own house? We have choices as to how we feel about things and how we think about things. And actually, those are really the only things that we can control, are our choices of how we think and how we feel. Other than that,
and our perception too. We can also go ahead, like I said, stand on that chair and get a different perspective of how things are looking in our lives. It's optional. Everybody doesn't have to go through it, and some people can choose not to. So anyways, let's go ahead. Let's take a little break here. Call in at 516-418-5594. Sandy Athey is here to go ahead and take your calls, help you guide you through your universal path. When we get back, more with Sandy Athey. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
This is Cameron Tilbury, and I'm CEO, Creative Director of Maple Star Music and Media in Nashville, Tennessee. Check out our website, www.maplestarmusicmedia.com. And I'm on the couch with Michael Couch.
Get off, but they both Hey, this is Bob, the lobby attendant at the historic Lafayette Hotel in beautiful Marietta, Ohio. Have a great day.
I love Bob, the lobby attendant, that offered to go ahead. This is fantastic, Sandy. I put on Facebook. I love my Facebook friends. I complain about Facebook all the time, but you know what? I always go back to it, and I always catch up. But I put on Facebook, hey, anybody want to go ahead and just give me some liners, just blah, blah, blah. Well, my Facebook friends, as wonderful as they are, I had 7 liners in my inbox last night.
That's great.
Oh, I know. It's absolutely just people that I know on Facebook supporting this show. So I want to thank you all. Catherine Hayes, Mika Watkins, Robert Hardison, Steve Silverman, and Cameron Tilbury. Thank you so much for doing the liners. Isn't that, you know, it's the kindness in the world, Sandy,
mm-hmm.
that makes everything go around. But we're still taking your calls, 516-418-5594. Sandy,
well, guess what? That's
what?
Because that's what you put out. That's why we all love you. We're a mirror for you, Michael Couch.
Ditto, kiddo, man. Absolutely. Sandy, your book now is being made into a movie. Let's go ahead and
yes,
talk about
my
that.
Life story. Yes,
your
it's
life
very
story.
Exciting,
very
actually.
Exciting.
It really is, and I'm allowing the universe to have it unfold. We have been filming for about a year off and on, and we're going to start filming even more aggressively through this year and towards the end of the year, and hoping to have it out by next spring. So it's a story of hope and inspiration and love, and that's all what I want to put in this movie. So you walk out saying, oh my gosh, look what happened, and oh my gosh, look what happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we can all do this, because that's what it's all about with me. Listen, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Believe me.
That's what everybody
I'm not
says.
That special. Right. We all
well,
can do it.
Well, you know what? Everybody is that special. Going back to struggle and stuff, I read a quote from Tom Dooley, Messages from the Universe, where he suggested that basically struggles are placed upon those who are strong enough to withhold them, and the angels will go ahead and develop. Would you find that to be accurate, that the struggles some people are going through are strengthening their will? Of course, that which does not make you that which does not kill you makes you stronger. I watched Steel Magnolias today. I know.
Absolutely.
It's a pretty good show on Logo. Yeah. So
you know, the part
things.
Of that movie that really touched me the most is the fact that Julia Roberts' character would. What was that line that she said? I'd rather have one moment of fantastic rather than a lifetime of so what?
Yeah.
You know that line?
Something
right.
Like that, yeah.
Of something like that. And that has always stuck with me. It's funny you say that, because I took one of those Facebook quizzes, which character are you from Steel Magnolias? I just
right.
did that today. So guess which character I was.
I'm going to guess Julia.
Oh, really? No, I was Truvy.
Oh, you were Truvy.
I was the one that wanted to get her hair done. And
I took the same quiz yesterday, and I was Weezer.
Oh, my gosh.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Oh, Shirley MacLaine. What an amazing character.
Oh, I'm telling you. Amazing actress as well. Yes.
All of them.
All of them. Taking your call in tonight, 516-418-5594. We're going to go ahead and take a call, Sandy, going to the 202-304. You're on the couch. Welcome. This is Michael and Sandy.
Hi, Michael. It's Christine Haynes.
Christine Haynes, thank you so much for the wonderful intro. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, hon. Absolutely.
Aww.
Sandy's here.
Christine, you're so cute. We love you. I'm glad you called.
I'm so glad I called. Well, I saw the topic. I said, oh, wait a minute. This is all right. My alley, if you're kicking it off like this, we're going to be great.
Oh. Well, what would you like to tell us, Christine? Give us your wisdom, please. Share.
I don't know if I have much wisdom to share. I'm in a weird spot where I get sometimes to a point where I have to make decisions that are difficult. I just don't decide.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of in that space now. I'm in that head space where I just decide to stay still and not do a doggone thing. That's not working out for me very well.
Ah. I was going to say, what's wrong with that? But it's not working out so well for you.
It's not working. It's almost like I get to a point sometimes where I want someone to tell me what to do instead of deciding to do it on my own. That way, if I make the wrong decision, it's not my fault.
Right.
Is there really anything that is a wrong decision? The wrong and the right is just the perception. If you look at a cat who's having a mouse for dinner, the mouse is going to say it was the most horrible experience and they lost their life, and the cat's going to say, oh, it was a great dinner. So it all depends on perspective whether it's right or wrong, really. Hmm. So you don't have to put that right or wrong to it, because that's what makes you freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Is you're so worried about making a decision that's wrong that you freeze. I see a deer. I see a lot of deer totem around you. Do you have an attraction to the deer, or do you have a lot of deer in your yard or anything like that?
Well, I do live kind of in the country a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Little country.
It might be the perfect animal for you to study. Because, of course, the deer will get caught like the deer in the headlights.
Mm-hmm.
And it will freeze and not know what to do. And by studying these animals, they can give us some insight into how to move forward in a healthy manner. And while we're chatting here, I'm going to look up deer, because the universe has a message for you from the deer. But go ahead and make that choice, whatever the choice is. Well, first of all, in your inbox, the universe is telling me that you beat yourself up because you don't make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You get really angry at yourself.
Yeah.
Let it go.
You really
do. And it's time to just let that go. And when the decision feels right to you, go ahead and make the decision. But you don't have to make it if it doesn't feel right. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're making a decision. In our world now, everything is so fast.
Mm-hmm.
We have the internet, we have Verizon Vios, we have drive-through food. But sometimes it's important to take that time and to really make sure that decision is working for you. And here, this is what I'm supposed to read to you, okay?
Okay.
When the deer shows up in your life, it is time to be gentle with yourself, okay?
Mm.
A new innocence and freshness is about to be awakened or born. There is going to be a gentle, enticing lure of new adventures. And ask yourself important questions. Are you trying to force things? Are others trying to? Are you being too critical and uncaring of yourself? When deer shows up, there's an opportunity to express gentle love that will open new doors to adventure.
Ooh.
And this gentle love is for yourself. Talk to yourself, because you don't talk to yourself the way you talk to other people. You're very sweet and kind and wonderful, and your giggle is adorable. But you don't have those nice things to say to yourself.
Yeah, that's guilty. Yes. I'm nice.
You're
to,
so busted
nice
on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're busted. You're busted on that one, Christine.
I am not as nice to myself as I am to everyone else.
Not to interrupt,
true.
But you know what? When in doubt, Christine, what I would suggest is always choose happy. Choose the path of least resistance, because the path of least resistance would be the universal understanding to you. The goal is to be quiet enough to shut out everything else, to be quiet enough to listen to the direction, because that's when I find my life becomes magical again. and everybody's
Definitely.
Life should be magical and be steered like a stick on the water. You'll get lodged in the rocks for a certain time, but you have to choose to want to be happy. It's optional thinking. So few do it.
I like that. Choose happy.
All right. All right.
And do the universe a favor, okay, Christine?
Yes.
For the next 24 hours, starting from right now. Now, the deer is all about being gentle. I want you to talk to yourself the way that you talk to other people, okay?
Yeah.
Very gently. Okay. Like, tell yourself all the wonderful things that you've done and how pretty you are and how wonderful you are and how funny you are. You've got a great sense of humor. And how talented. You're very creative. Very creative.
And I'm going to take that challenge and I'm going to update Michael on my progress in 24 hours.
Please
oh, I would love
that.
To know that.
I would love
to
know. I'll share it.
I'm going to totally try. I'm going to start. As soon as I hang up and finish listening to the show, I'm going to start. And I will report back and see how I do. Because this is a hard one.
It is. And, of course, the universe always has those in the inbox, you know, our biggest challenges. But you'll find that once you start doing that, the decisions, it'll be so easy. It'll be so easy.
To be continued.
To be continued. Can't wait. Christine, thank you so much for calling in. Please keep me updated. And until next time, honest to goodness, keep listening. And thanks for being on the couch. Thanks for the liner, chick. I mean, that was really nice of you to do. I really loved it. So.
Oh, you're kidding me. I love you.
I love you, woman. I'll talk to you soon. Don't go away.
She's great.
She's a lovely, lovely piece and just charming beyond belief. And I'm glad we can go ahead and help. But still taking your calls, 516-418-5594. Going to go ahead and take a little break. More with Sandy 18. When we get back, you're on the couch.
A moment of madness. It's happened before. It could turn into sadness or a civil war. You've got me changing all I ever thought. When you first got to mind, lost your eye, trying to save some trees, angry cries, saw your thighs, then I fell to my knees. Oh my God, what is madness. When we drank too much beer, lost our feet, our defenses were down. You got up, tried your luck, got a dubious round. It can be hard to resist. It's a moment of promise of passion, a trailer of sin, a smiling assassin, the demon within. Endorphins are raging, resistance is brain. I could listen all night. I can't leave till we kiss. It's a moment.
Hey, this is Steve Silverman, and I guess a writer, producer, director kind of guy, and I know Michael very well. In fact, so well that I'm on the couch with Michael Coach, which is weird, so I'm technically on the coach, whatever.
Steve Silverman, such a wordsmith, I know. You know, got his new Studio 5150 coming out, but let's go ahead and approach the term madness. Sandy, madness is definitely associated with terms of struggle. It's those terms and those situations where I've had levels of madness where usually it happens in the middle of the night. I'm sort of like a night owl, so I'll get up, go to the fridge, have some water and stuff, and then if stuff is really happening, I may have to, you know, have that little breakdown in the kitchen where I'm wearing my socks and my robe and just have that little cry to realize what is going on. Why do so many of us wait until that point of madness, to realize that change needs to happen in their lives?
Wow, what a great question. Don't you think it's just human nature that we do that? I think it really is. And as human beings, I believe that it's important for us to experience all the emotions, not just be happy or not just be sad. We have a myriad of emotions that the universe plugged in us, and using them appropriately is, I think, one of the challenges of the earth walk. And we keep going and keep going and keep going. And if it's not working, we just think we're going to make it work, and then it doesn't, and then we crash. And I think it's all part of the journey. What do you think?
I would agree. It's part of the journey. I don't think any level of learning is discountable, because I have been thankful to get to the point in my own life where I wouldn't change anything that has happened, largely because I wouldn't be the person I am today. So whatever universal understanding there is, plus I'm also a fatalist in the understanding. I'm a big fan of reincarnation. I believe the life I have now is the life I have put before myself as a junior soldier in the ranks. I don't want to ever call myself an angel, but sort of like an angel in training, sort of the strong need to be sharpened. And that's strength. It's like working out. It's like dieting. It's like repetition. It's like with this new business of mine, Nerium, it's selling the book. It's the attention to detail. You have to work it. You have to be present. You have to choose to want to be in the moment. That's the option.
Oh, yeah. And also, you know, the universe works in opposites. We have day and night, and we have a lot of opposites. Everything contains its opposite. So in those times where you're in the kitchen in your socks and in your robe and you're at that point of madness and crying, and we've all been there, it's part of being human, we also have the opposite inside of us. And that's something that we can hold on to during those times. We have to go to extremes. And when we go to that type of extreme, we can also go to the happiness extreme. I've learned through experience to kind of keep it in the middle, you know, to kind of just go a little way and a little bit that way. But
I would agree
there's
with
always
you too,
always an opposite there.
I'm also a fan of the roller coaster. I mean, we've had this conversation thousand times before, where it's, you know, the extreme highs, the extreme lows. If you want to be depressed, be really depressed. Go ahead and take a day. You know what I mean? If you want to be happy, be really happy. If you want to experience these emotions, I mean, experience life that way. It's your option. You can go ahead and choose to or not to. But we've got a lot of people out there hurting. Call in 516-418-5594. It is 8:51. There's one song that I want to play because a certain friend of mine is going through a lot of crap right now. And I think it is important to allow that to happen. So more mm-hmm. with Sandy Athey when we get back. Call in 516-418-5594. Get your messages from the universe. This is Holly Cole. Cry if you want to. Don't go away. You're on the couch. Cole, cry if you want to. Cry if you want to. Sandy, cry if you want to. It's an internal theme that I've had. I've listened to that song since I was probably 19 years old. And I don't mean to go ahead and date Holly Cole, but to this day, until I found Katie Melua, I haven't found a song more poignant in allowing someone. If you want to cry, seriously, come to my house. We'll have a big ball session. I got Kleenex. I got paper towels. But you only get a couple of those before Michael. I'm an Aquarian. I'm one of those things. My sister calls me. She told me I took the Myers-Briggs test, and she told me that I was not compassionate. And I thought, what? Of course I'm compassionate. But you know what? I'm a fixer. So when you cry, we'll fix it, and then
we'll fix
it. These are some options. Believe me, I'm no psychologist, I'm no psychiatrist, I don't know anything better than anybody else. But you know what? We'll work through it.
Mhm. Who sang "Sometimes You Feel Like a Sad Song"? I think that was John Denver, actually.
John Denver,
yeah. It makes me think of that "Sometimes You Feel Like a Sad Song" because he would sing all of these happy song, mountain songs, and then sometimes you feel like a sad song, and that's okay. And to, as you say, to honor that and to embrace that and to go with it. Why not?
And to allow yourself the opportunity to embrace that. Don't be afraid of being sad. Don't be afraid of being angry. Just keep it in check. Understand.
Use it appropriately. Exactly.
Use it appropriately. But also, I would suggest to understand your own control dramas. Everybody's got parental issues. Everybody's got understanding with siblings and everything like that. Take the time to be quiet. Would you not agree? Take the time to be quiet and reflect and understand where the source of energy is coming from, where you want to direct it, how you want to direct it. And I can never understand more than pick your words carefully.
Oh, that's so important.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Diana Pavlovsky, I used to say things like, oh, you kill me. She says, don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what the truth is. So
Right. Speak
the truth, speak your inner truth. However, we're running out of time, 8:57 here on the East Coast. Thank you so much for Ms. Hayes for calling in. We hope and we'll follow your path and your growth. And, you know, Sandy, if we change one life today, I think we've done our job.
Oh, well, you're wonderful. And I know everyone appreciates you being on air and having wonderful people and interesting conversations. You and Steve were a hoot. I really enjoyed that. And thank you so much for all that you do, Michael.
Well, and
thanks for having
back.
Me on the couch.
You're coming back. Sandy Athey's coming back.
Yay.
So go ahead and check her out at sandyathey.com and check out her book, The Daily Dance. Sandy, thank you so much for being my second guest. I feel like this pioneer voyage is going out well. And I look forward to having you back.
Thank you. And safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon, everyone.
You got it, everybody. Thank you so much, Sandy Athey. Feel free to go ahead and friend me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/onthecouch. You're on the couch. Keep listening, please. And until then, be kind to one another. If you wouldn't mind, I'd appreciate it. Love to all. Take care.